Hello there, Salima here. This is my first episode, and I just would like you to know a bit about myself. I am from West Africa, but currently living in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur precisely. So my journey started in Africa, and when I was 16 years old, my father got sick and he was no longer able to provide for his family. That was my first heartbreak. I just saw my dreams, my plans for the future vanish overnight. I was heartbroken, angry, and I left school. I didn't feel anything. Everything became so painful. I became resentful, envious, and on top of all those emotions during those teenage years, because I left school, everyone around me was just telling me I would not amount to anything, starting with my own mother. And what did I do when I heard those comments? I just took them on, made them my own, and the new emotions that I embrace were shame, envy, and I lived like that for many years. All I could see was what I did not have. I never took the time to think about what I had. And when I left my country to come to Malaysia, I came with this coat on. I had in me shame. I didn't see my own value. And I cultivated a people-pleasing tendency on top of all of that. So for many years, I lived like that, thinking always that others have it better. They were better. And it was until one day the company I am working for and to introduce a mentorship program that my life changed. I went to my first session with my mentor, and I was sitting there and he was listening to me complain, blame. And when I was done talking, he asked me just one question. He said, "Why are you making yourself so miserable?" I went home that day, that night, and his words were still running in my mind. And I realized he was right. Because I was the one in pain. I was the one making myself in pain. I was the one making life hard. I was the one who accepted every labels people threw at me. That night, I remember I was on YouTube and I came across one of the videos of Lisa Nichols. I never knew who was Lisa Nichols. I never heard about self-development, self-improvement, and so on and so forth. But it was like the stars aligned for me. A mentor. I was ready to put on new lenses to look at life differently. Most importantly, to look at my life differently. And I was ready, most importantly, to take my life into my own hands. After listening to her and feeling so inspired, seeing a black woman like me speaking those powerful words, I decided that I will change my life. The following days, I went on Google, did a bit of research here and there, and I bought the same week the two first books that started this self-development journey. Both books were written by John C. Maxwell. It has been many years since that day, and I am now in a place where I feel good in my head. I have managed to shut down the voices. I am still doing the inner work every single day. And this is the journey I want to share with you in the hope that you will be inspired to take action, that you will be inspired to have the courage to take your life into your own hand. And that together we will become our most successful self. I will see you soon in the next episode. Thank you for dropping by.